show that looks at Kansas City baseball's past, present, and future.
High fly ball. Motley going back to the track. No outs to go. The Royals have won the 1985 World Series.
Davis comes to the plate. Strike three called. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas City Royals.
This is the Kansas City Baseball Vault.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael Engel from the Kansas City Baseball Vault. Due to Thanksgiving and travel and family time and things like that, Jeff and I didn't record a typical episode this week, and really there wasn't a whole lot of news in the Royals universe, so we kind of caught a break there. So we dug up an old interview from way back in like 2012, where we talked with the batting stance guy, Gar Reines. I'm sure you've seen this guy on YouTube and other programs. Interesting guy. We talked about baseball and fandom and things like that. So you'll also hear from Jeff and myself. Also on this interview is Troy Olson and Chris Kamler, who you know as the Fake Ned. We'll be back next week with a typical show where we'll talk about transactions and trades and things like that, and various and sundry Royals news. So until then, I hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving. I hope your shopping goes well on Black Friday, and all the best. Thanks for listening.
We are also joined on the phone by Gar Reines. He's known better as the batting stance guy. I guess that's a good place to start. How do you get a nick? I mean, I'm Casey Roman. That's a pretty fantastic nickname. You know, we got Fake Ned Yost. That's a fantastic nickname. But none of those compare to the batting stance guy. How do you go about getting that as a nickname? I can't even imagine that. Like, when they approach you about that, you have to, like, take a second look at them and wonder, hey, what's their problem? Why are we doing this? I mean, you deemed it as the least marketable skill in America, so you're probably the most surprised that you've had this level of recognition out of this. I mean, you've been on ESPN, you've been on David Letterman. I can't even imagine doing anything close, much less just doing batting stances. But it seems like, you know, you get a lot of great reactions, especially from the players. What's that like?
Thank you.
that would be one of my bigger questions is how much you have to do some studying. And because when you are in that circle, you know, Chris Getz could have just been called up yesterday. And they're like, oh, do Chris Getz. And so you have to, like, pull Chris Getz out of your butt for some reason. And, I mean, you know, it's easy to do, you know, the biggies. But, you know, if Chris Getz or Angel Barroa or, you know, Kip Pelo comes out of nowhere, I do Kip Pelo. So, you know, what is your process to try to study all these guys? Showing some clips while you're talking because we've got this on the live stream, and one of the clips we showed was when you're in the stretching circle with the Royals and someone calls out Chris Getz, and the thing that I love most about that clip,
just stand there and strike out,
is right behind you is Kevin Seitzer, and he's laughing harder than anybody, and I think it goes back to that, you know, he's the one working on their swing, so he's going to know every little nuance that's going on. So is that... thing I like most about that Brian Peña one is as you're doing the warm-ups for it, you tap both flaps of the helmet. Because he's one of like two people in the majors right now that has a double flap, like Little League style helmet. Yeah, which is, you don't even see it anymore. Is that why you think that on a larger audience, why the batting stance guy thing works, that people are connected, you know, to even when you go back, because I think everybody can recognize, you know, we all know King Griffey's swing, we know his stance, we know that swagger. You know, to me, it seems like you see it and it reminds you of that. Is that your impression of why it's been such a widespread success? Joined here on the Royal Men Report here every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. by Gar Rinus. He's at Batting Stance G, because at Batting Stance just wasn't enough, apparently. And he's joining us here on the Royal Men Report, like I said, at RoyalMenReport.com. Has there ever been somebody that you've done one for and they've gotten offended? This is going to turn into that Chris Farley interviewing Paul McCartney. Remember that one time? But we're watching the video of you doing Bo Jackson cracking the back of your knee. And I'm just laughing my ass off because it's so, I mean, it suddenly teleports you back to when you were a kid and you saw, you know, him hit the home run in the All-Star game and him break the bat. That's why I enjoy your comedy, because it's just spot on, man. Nice job.
I appreciate that. Well, it's nice to have
What's your biggest baseball memory? That's our second Lynn Sanity mention already tonight. Yeah, I think Sam. Now, have you been asked to branch into other sports? You know, do a volleyball slam or a Lynn Sanity dunk or anything like that? So, the golf swing that I would like to see is the Ellen Woods golf swing as you're chasing Tiger out of the house.
Nice.
Troy Olson, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be here all week. That ever so small book of comedy that I do on this show, as you once said, is it got a little bit bigger. That was that pretty much describes this show to a T. So
I've got sitting here in front of me a list of your top 30. What is it? Royal stances. Now we're not going to go through all 30 of them. You got any particular favorites that you can think of right off of it? And I mean, Frank White, I see, is on here. Bianca Lana, that magical year of '85. I see Johnny Damon on this list, and that's the other thing I was thinking about. You have evolutions of a swing, because when Damon was here with the Royals, he had that infamous one-handed swing, and he kind of toned that down a little bit and reminded himself to put that second hand on the bat. But I'm Stan Eric. I called my kid, my little 9-year-old kid over here, because we will sit out here, and we will sit out in the in the bleacher seats for batting practice. And we will – Brett is really good at picking out guys because they all have their warm-up jackets on. He's really good at picking out guys because of their swings. Brett, what was who was the guy you saw that stood straight up that you could always pick out? You remember his name? Mike Jacobs, who had this, like, really erect, this erect stance when he was swinging. I was like, how? So Brett's been really good at doing that. I'm like, how do you figure that out? And so he might be your batting stance guy part two, because he likes to mock and mimic those guys.
It's still a wonder to me that he didn't work out here in Kansas City. It's still a wonder. Be correct. It's kind of like Pete Green on us. We just clicked on this book on Amazon, and this isn't just like a, you know, a book like, oh, you know, like 4 score in 7 years. This is like a how-to.
It's like diagrams.
It's a diagrams. It's like a textbook almost. This is outstanding.
Farley interview with Paul McCartney, but Steve Boney, he had this perfect set of hair, right, until he took his goddamn helmet off. It was really bald, just except for underneath his hair. Yeah. that. It seems, as we kind of winding it down here, it seems the Kevin Youkilis stance is the one that kills every single time. Is there a second place in that? Is there a distant runner-up to Yuke's stance? Well, you know, Gar, we want to thank you for spending the time here with us today on the Royal Man Report, and we can't wait to see you. Are you getting in on spring training, I guess? At the All-Star game, we're trying to put some sort of podcast row together out there and try to get you out there and see the stretch of stuff. So. It's a beautiful park until you leave.
Everybody at Batting Stance TV. The Batting Stance guy. Find him on YouTube, find him on Twitter, and check out this guy's work. He's really, really good.
Thank you for listening to the Kansas City Baseball Vault. You can follow us on Twitter at KC Baseball Vault. You can also find us on Baseball Prospectus Kansas City at bpkansascity.com. You can follow BPKC on Twitter at bprokansascity. Also, you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, through Stitcher, or whatever podcast app you like. And if you have any questions, comments, or if you just want to say hi, send those emails to kansascitybaseballvault@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Ned Beaudet for Kelly's Westport Inn. Summertime is here, and that means one thing. Your neighbor's cat sneaks over and craps in your garden. No, of course, I'm just joking. Summer also means my neighbor borrowing your boat trailer and driving it into Smithville Lake, or mosquitoes, or your three-year-old drinking the air conditioner water. Haha, I guess what I'm saying here is that summer means different things to different people. And for 65 years, Kelly's Westport Inn has been a vacation for those summer problems ever since Randall Kelly poured his first frosty draft in 1947. 102 degrees and 99% humidity? Don't worry. Kelly's is air-conditioned, and the drinks are as cold as ice. And when the heat breaks, Randall's Rooftop is ready for you to kick back, where you can head downstairs for some of the best live music in town. Summer is different things to different people, but to everyone in Kansas City, Kelly's Westport is your summertime bar. I'm Ned Badette for Kelly's Westport Inn. We'll leave the